MFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dumb MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Hello, this is DJ Bobo on your favorite radio station.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party has just begun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I can dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Enjoy the dance hour. You're now entering the world of today's technology. This is a special tribute to all the party people around this planet. Welcome to the world of rhythm and dance with me.
keep on melting.
Singing lady makes a jump in.
Just keep on dancing.
Another nuclear shower. Once again in the place, it's grooving. The record's playing, the crowd is moving. Pump up the bass in the place. Party people, no time to waste. No matter how fast you walk, I'm faster. So let me get to you, I'm the master. I play the hits and you start the party. Come on girl, let's pump that body.
Just keep on dancing. C'est l'amour qui fait la vie possible. L'amour qui fait la vie possible.
Just take it, get on the dance floor, 'cause I'm making rhythm and bass. Gives you the power, like like another nuclear shower. Once again in the place, it's grooving. The record's playing, the crowd is moving. Pump up the bass in the place. Party people, no time to waste. No matter how fast you walk, I'm faster. So let me get to you, I'm the master. I play the hits and you start the party. Come on girl, let's pump that body.
Just keep on dancing.
Party people, to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, that's right. It's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always needs to match our particular weekly theme. And in this episode, I was inspired by Savoy Fair and his wonderful Songs from the Squid Pod 1980s Dance Mix Extravaganza to bring you this Get Your Body Moving theme called Do You Wanna Dance? Featuring the Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. DJ Bobo's given name is Peter René Cipriano Bauman. And he's been active since 1989 as a singer, a songwriter, a dancer, and a music producer. He sold 14 million records worldwide. And I think he creates excellent music for going out running. In particular, I love his fat bass sounds, the kind that bring to my mind the power of a sledgehammer, but mellowed as if made of rubber. Yes, indeed, party people, it's going to be a very high-energy show for you with plenty of electronic dance beats, but also some classic rock with the Rolling Stones, T-Rex, and Van Halen, plus an obscure track from Devo going out to my fellow Spud Boy fan, DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box here on alternating Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. And also, in our first main set, we'll be hearing a track recorded in 1935 by the absolutely incredible all-around talent Vilitis Snow, who is Hank Fonce's favorite female jazz musician. She's gonna be singing to us about how I can dance. I got ants in my pants. And then later in the second hour, we'll be hearing some classical music with Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies, and also the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And our audio clips from who knows where this week are gonna include plenty from Groucho Marx, and also the African-American freedom fighter Malcolm X. We'll also be hearing a number of thoughts from Dr. Timothy Leary on psychedelics and the pursuit of pleasure. And then later in the program, Professor Joanne Meyerowitz with a 20th century transgender history lesson about the American transsexual Christine Jorgensen mixed up with DJ Bobo's Take Control. We started off the music in our intro set with the Ramones and a live version of Do You Wanna Dance? And then DJ Bobo's remix of Keep On Dancing. Backing me up right now is the Japanese band Denki Groove with their Baron Dance. So, let's get your sound collage party going with another high-energy dance mix from our featured artist DJ Bobo here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party has just begun.
Only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio.
I won't dance for you now.
Slow dance out of the way early tonight.
Let's go down to the drummer's club. You take the streetcar and I'll take the sun. Let's have a party and let's spread good cheer. Oh, you bring the pretzels and I'll bring the beer. Oh, there's O.D. Here's the reason why. Oh, I can't dance. I got ants in my pants. I can't dance. I got ants in my pants.
Thank you. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not time to dance, because it's time to dance.
Priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary, once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means a process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within. let's not kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 9 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. See, we're saying that man should go back to the basic tribal pattern. We should not get hooked up in these mass, megalopolis, cosmopolitan, national groups. The basic unit of human life is the family and the small tribal group which knows itself and its members face to face. Right now, I live in Millbrook, New York. It's the largest state where we have 60 people, 15 children, 45 adults. We consider it a country, we think that in the future, you're going to see thousands of small groups like ours dropping out of the mass anthill society and forming their own little communities. Now, the problem is you have to work harder to do that. The escape today is to be conforming. It takes much more courage, imagination, energy, and hard work to drop out than it does to drift along.
How widespread is the use of LSD among our young people in college? And further, what are the reasons for them wanting to use it?
Well, nobody knows how many people smoke marijuana or take LSD today. It's like how many virgins are there at Vassar. Now, why do I say that? Because the kids in the United States today who are taking LSD tend to be from our best colleges. The kids in Podunk State College in Arkansas, they're drinking bourbon the way their fathers did. They're not taking LSD or smoking pot. It's Berkeley, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Chicago, where you find the LSD use. These are the kids who are searching. They want more. They don't want Vietnam. They don't want race riots. They don't want IBM computer security checks. They want more. And the more isn't the Bible. It isn't the conventional religion. It isn't the conventional rewards of two cars in a garage. It's always inside. Wise men and philosophers have always said this. The more is always in here. Start your own religion. Start your own country. Don't buy any of the old codes. They're static and canned. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself the world is round or flat.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like, beyond here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before, literally, one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked, is the question that I think about more seriously than the question, how much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task in society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social... You're not going to... The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, and that means that most of the people watching this program will see, and now it's the orthodoxy in this country. We'll see an LSD president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. Man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new. It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial radio. Our theme is called Do You Wanna Dance, featuring the Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. He kicked off that set with I Want Your Body, and then it was tail pop music with Dance Me, followed by Valida Snow's 1935 recording of I Can't Dance, I Got Ants in My Pants. She was an exceedingly talented jazz musician who not only sang but played multiple instruments, including the trumpet. She was called Little Louie after Louis Armstrong, and he liked her a lot too. And thanks going out to longtime WMFO DJ and jazz aficionado Hank Fonts for turning me on to her. Next up, it was the Rolling Stones with Dance Little Sister from their It's Only Rock and Roll album. And then Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica with the Arab Dance. And then Motley Crue cranked up the distortion to bring us Come On and Dance from their Too Fast for Love album. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Laraji with his Dance Number 2, which was produced by Brian Eno and released on Ambient 3, Day of Radiance. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from Keb Mo, Two Unlimited, Don Henley, and Van Halen. But first, we're going to start off the set with DJ Bobo's first big success, the single Somebody Dance With Me, which borrows its melody from Rockwell's Somebody's Watching Me. It's a great song, and here's his remix version.
Somebody dance with me.
Upside down, live a more life till your feet's on the ground. Then put your hands up in the air, wave like I just don't care. And if you're ready to rock, then rock with me. Somebody say, oh yeah!
Somebody dance with me. funny thing, I've met a lot of pin-up girls, but I've never been able to pin one down.
Well,
into the tribal dance.
I love you.